Perhaps Rianda heard his thought. Bobby now had good reason to believe such things were possible. "Well," she said, "maybe we can skip that part. Get along home, boys. And Harry, when you see Moira Dedham, tell her Rianda says she still goes to the bingo over in Bridgeport every week if she ever wants a ride." "Well, sure," Harry said. He mounted his bike and rode away up the hill, eyes still on the sidewalk. Had there been pedestrians coming the other way, he would likely have run them over. His two friends followed him, standing on their pedals to catch up. Rianda watched them go, her smile slowly fading. "Shanty Irish," she said at last. "Just trouble waiting to happen. Bah! Good riddance to him. Carol, are you really all right?" Carol said she really was. "Bobby?" "Sure, I'm fine." It was taking him all the discipline he could manage not to start shaking right in front of her like a bowl of cranberry jelly. But if Carol could keep from falling apart, he guessed he could. "Get in the car," Rianda said to Carol. "I'll give you a lift up to your house. You move along yourself, Bobby. Scoot across the street and go inside. Those boys will have forgotten all about you and my Carol girl by tomorrow, but tonight it might be smart for both of you to stay inside." "Okay," Bobby said, knowing they wouldn't have forgotten by tomorrow, nor by the end of the week, nor by the end of the summer. He and Carol were going to have to watch out for Harry and his friends for a long time. "Bye, Carol."
"Bye."
Bobby trotted across Broad Street. On the other side, he stood watching Rianda's old car go up to the apartment house where the Gerbers lived. When Carol got out, she looked back down the hill and waved. Bobby waved back, then walked up the porch steps of 149 and went inside. Ted was sitting in the living room, smoking a cigarette and reading Life magazine. Anita Ekberg was on the cover. Bobby had no doubt that Ted's suitcases and the paper bags were packed, but there was no sign of them. He must have left them upstairs in his room. Bobby was glad. He didn't want to look at them. It was bad enough just knowing they were there.
"What did you do?" Ted asked.
"Not much," Bobby said. "I think I'll lie down on my bed and read until supper." He went into his room. Stacked on the floor by his bed were three books from the adult section of the Harwich Public Library. Cosmic Engineers by Clifford D. Simak, The Roman Hat Mystery by Ellery Queen, and The Inheritors by William Golding. Bobby chose The Inheritors and lay down with his head at the foot of his bed and his stocking feet on his pillow. There were cave people on the book's cover, but they were drawn in a way that was almost abstract. You'd never see cave people like that on the cover of a kid's book. Having an adult library card was very neat, but somehow not as neat as it had seemed at first.